5. Communication.
Mr. Bennett, to me, Australia and New Zealand both seem very Western. I mean, different from the other countries nearby.
Yes, that's true, Shinichi. Before Europeans, the Maori lived in New Zealand. But a lot of the traditions and culture that you see now are Western. Europeans came to New Zealand about 150 years ago. Modern New Zealand is very European. But in fashion, for example, there's not only European or British fashion, there's a lot of American fashion too. Also, because we are so close to Asia, many Asian people come to New Zealand now. We can see more Asian culture too. Japanese fashion is much too cute for us, but slowly there's more Asian fashion. Oh, and right now there's a big Japanese language craze.
Yeah, New Zealand is popular now among Japanese for travel or study. But why is there a craze for Japanese language?
About 15 years ago, Japanese was put into the school system as a foreign language. Business with Japan is very important. People think that Japanese is useful for finding a good job. Of course, there's tourism and cultural exchange, too. These days, so many people want to study Japanese that there aren't enough teachers in schools and universities.
It seems your country is just beginning.
Yes, that's true, Shinichi. It's amazing to me that Japan is so old and its traditions and history are so deep. It's difficult for New Zealanders to imagine. In New Zealand, we are planting new seeds. The country is still young and has a pioneer spirit. We have our own culture, but Japan's culture has wonderful variety and its history is very long and rich. I admire Japan because it has both old and new. However, I worry that Japanese don't understand globalization or internationalization. You study other countries and go abroad, but I think you're forgetting your own roots and identity. A tree that doesn't have roots will die. Japanese are very poor at explaining their own culture to others.
Speaking of roots, are the Maori respected?
Well, there are a few TV broadcasts in the Maori language, and some ethnic groups have their own news services too. By law, Eri, all races are equal. The law respects all groups. English is the main language, but in government offices, for example, you can use Maori or some other languages. Respect for different people is very important.
Anyone who is different in any way in Japan is treated poorly. New Zealand sounds very ideal.
Oh no, New Zealand isn't perfect. There are always problems, but we don't run from them. We're trying very hard to make the system better. I don't like that Japanese thinking that pretends a problem doesn't exist.
Well, when we don't know what to do, Alec, we often do nothing at all.
I understand how you feel, but communication is the most important thing, isn't it? It doesn't only mean speaking English or traveling abroad. It's between Japanese, too. If you don't talk about problems, nothing will change.
I don't want to be rude, Alec, but do you like Japan?
Yes, Japan is a great place, but I want Japan to be Japan. But how about you? Do you like Japan?